Because Christ loves, He expects me and you to love. He expects us to take His love to a lost and dying world. So many people have backed away from love. So many people have backed away from concern. Do you know why? Hurts. Hurt, folks. The concern you have for each other when something goes wrong with that loved one you hurt. And then when you allow your love to be expanded throughout the world, throughout a community, when you allow that and your love is over there, when something happens to that individual, you hurt. And you just get tired of hurting. You just get tired of the load. That's tonight. But God says to us, I want you to understand something. I never told you you had to carry the load. Did I not offer to you a part of my yoke? Did I not tell you you do not have to bear your cross alone? Did I not let you know that there's not a point in your life when I am not going to be a part of it? Did I not tell you that? Well, yes, Lord, you did. Then what's the problem? You don't believe what God says? You don't believe the situations in life? Life is rough. Any of you ever noticed that? Life is hard. Life is anything but fair. But God says, I'll get you there. Where I've told you to go, I'll get you there. What I've told you to do, I'll prepare the road. When I tell you to go and there's a mountain in your way, you go ahead. By the time you get there, the mountain's gone, or you will move it. That's the promise from God. God says, I promise you. Well, Larry Pete, even your hard head, you ought to catch this. I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. There will never be a time in your life that I'm not there. As I went through times and periods within my life, I questioned a whole lot of things. But there was never a point that I ever questioned was God there. Because it was always that inner voice that I would hear. And I'd get more whippings than you could imagine. Really, Larry? After all I've carried you through? Really? You stumped your toe and you're going to whine? And He says to us, there's a big reason that I do this. We are the church, the body of Christ Jesus. You and I together represent the body of Jesus. You hear me? Together we represent the body of Jesus. Individually, you're a Christian. Individually, you know that you're saved. Individually, you know you're heaven bound. But you cannot represent the body of Jesus Christ until you are united to the body of Christ. Because Jesus is a lot more than you. His love goes far beyond what you can give. His strength is more magnificent than what you can give or bear. He says, I'm the one in charge. My church. Church does not belong to the preacher. The church doesn't belong to any group. Deacons, elders. We have minister teams in our church. And not a one of the minister teams have ever said, I want to call the shots. But what the Lord does say is this. There's always going to be somebody that wants to take over my body. There's always been someone that wanted to put the Lord on a cross. And they did. They wanted to make sure that Jesus Christ was not going to play a role in the church. You can talk about Jesus. You can talk about God. There's such a generic God term out there that it sickens me. They just have taken the name God and just thrown it out to where it means nothing to the world. When I speak of Jesus, I speak of love. When I speak of the Holy Spirit, I speak of guidance. I speak of inner strength. I speak of one that is there and sees the tears before they start to flow. When I speak of God, I speak of the Creator of all that exists. None like Him. There's nothing in existence that exists outside the will of Almighty God. And God willed it that His Son should go to the cross for you and me. And it was willed by God that His Son have offspring. Offspring. The offspring of Jesus. Well, who could that be? It could be none other than the church. The most precious of all generations to ever exist would be the church age. For during the church age was the period that God had set forth, that He had molded as Jesus, His Son, was seated at His right side, and had sent His Spirit into the heart of each and every believer. And it was God's plan that He mold the body of Jesus with human beings, you and me, but directed by His Holy Spirit, each one of us as a piece, as a part, put together with one goal, the Spirit of Christ with us. The goal of Christ, the goal for Christ, the truth about the gospel, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. He said that's the church. The church is the body of Jesus on earth, and Jesus is in charge. You got that? Jesus is in charge. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23. And God placed all things under His feet. Under Jesus' feet. And appointed Him, Jesus, to be head over everything for the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills everything in every way. Now, I'm proud of that. You know, I might be just a little gene, probably one that's not functioning properly in the gene pool of the human body of Jesus. I might be the one that twitches. You know what I mean? Whatever it is, I'm proud to be a part. Well, that's Larry Pete. He's a twitchy gene. Well, he's a part of the body of Christ. So that's good enough for me. I love it. But he said, I want you to remember, Larry, I am in charge. You and I don't even get into trouble in our life until we forget who's in charge. Let's try that one. Oh, I can make it on my own. And then you let all hell break loose in your life or in your family. What do? Oh, Lord, why me? Why not you? Why not me? I'm no better than anybody else to have cancer. I've enjoyed the fight. Still do. I remain cancer free. But if it pops back, or when it pops back, I win again. You got me? I win again. Amen. I don't think they can operate on that foot many more times. But I'm walking, aren't I? Bob Woosley's walking.
Praise the Lord.
He's hobbling along a little bit. He's walking. But you get the point? That's who we are, folks. I'll take the hit, as long as you call me Christian. Let me be a part of the body of Jesus. If I get to be the part that gets to suffer, yay, praise the Lord. Thank you. But I could never even come close to feeling the pain my Lord felt for me. He went to that cross. He took my pain. You know what else? Anything that would treat me bad, He took to the cross. Not only did He give it a whooping, He threw it away. Said, Larry, now, listen to me and listen carefully. I want you to understand. You're going to fall on your face. But I want you to get up. You know, first 100 times you fall on your face, okay. But as you walk through life, you say, Lord, have I really got to do that again? It hurts when you fall on your face, don't it? Mm-hmm. And I cannot to save my life get up like I used to. It's harder grunting and groaning and popping and cracking just trying to get up from what life has dished out. But you have people that love you. They want to help you. Whatever your need is, whatever your pain is, whatever your shortcoming is, they want to be a part of that with you. You know what that's called? Love. Love. I want you to feel the presence of my love, Jesus says. And people will say, well, is that all I need? Let me tell you, without any doubt, that is all you'll ever need is the love of Jesus. God, when Jesus loves you, okay, well, there's people out there that really don't like you, Larry. And if I'm talking to Randy, Brother Randy here, and I say, well, Randy, they don't like you either. You see what I mean? My life isn't surrounded by that. I know the body of Christ and what it's supposed to do. I am supposed to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world, and by the power of Almighty God, I will do that. You and I, each one, are given a mission by God. Why? Because I am a part of the body of Christ. I'm a part, but I'm not the body. Jesus is in charge. And he lets us know that I want you to look at the cross. And as you're looking there, here's what I want you to understand about the church, my body on earth. You, I want you to understand that I died for the church. Oh, and by the way, Larry, I rose again for the church. I conquered death. The church can never die. There'll always be a church where two or three are gathered together in my name. There am I in the midst.
Amen.
It'll always exist. For it cannot die. 2 Corinthians 5:15. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. He died and rose. It means he conquered death. I got it pretty good. You do too, Christian. You're never going to see death. You're never going to see death. And the pain that you're going through in this physical body, there will be a point, I can promise you this, there will be a point that as you're lying there waiting for the Lord to come and take you on home, there will be a point to where that pain is gone. Those around you will look and say, oh, I wished he wasn't in so much pain. And you'll be up here saying, I'm doing fine, Larry. I'm with Jesus.
Amen.
Because he said, I've already conquered the grave for you, so you can't go there. I can't be in the grave. That goes against the will of Jesus. He conquered it. You see, can't even die. Yep. I'll be transformed. I'm leaving this body. But that's it. You see, we are eternal. But that's the sad part also. Every human being is an eternal being created by the same God. And every one of us, every human being, will live forever. Those who accept Jesus as Lord and Savior of their life, they will live forever with him.
Amen.
In a glorified body, just like he has right now. I'm getting one of them. I get excited about knowing I'm getting one of them. You see, that's how personal Jesus is to us. But here's the sad truth also. Those who don't know Jesus will eternally live in human flesh and never able to die. Forever dying, but never able to complete it. Because they were created as eternal beings. And the picture that the Lord gives us of those that are cast away, cast into a place called hell. That picture that we get of that, of ever in torment, begging for the rocks and the mountains to fall on them, to crush them, to cover them, but they will not do it. Begging to die, but they can't die. You want to know something worse than death? Eternally dying, but never able to die. We think we have pain now that gets so horrible sometimes to where you can barely stand it. The pain, praise the Lord. My friends, it's only for a short time. For that day's coming. When I'm eating supper with you all later on in heaven, we will be laughing. I even get to sing along with you all. And I'm going to sound good. Because Jesus, be about time on it, Brother Ryan. Jesus will give me the voice. And the good part is because I'm singing praises to Him. There was this lady related to me some way in a church that Faye and I was at. Early ministry, my home church, and she could not carry it. You think I'm bad? It was so bad that the kids would want to get around her so they could laugh. It was bad. But you never met a lady in your life that loved the Lord any more than that lady did. Does to this day. And she didn't care. She'd laugh with them. And she would bellow out something. And you could see her praise God. It came from her heart. That's the noise I realized that God's talking about. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. But listen to me. It is Christ Himself who has told us that you and I as individuals, we are going to make up His body. Did you know that you're handpicked for the purpose? Do you think you're really here because out of accident or any of that? No, you're not. Those of you who are listening by the universal telecast or local radio, you're not listening by accident. There's no such thing in the realm of God. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 27. Now, you are, individually, you are the body of Christ. And each one of you is a part of it. Each one of you is a part of it. 1 Corinthians 12, 18, 20. But in fact, I love this one. Now listen to it well. In fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. You don't pick your spot. I didn't choose to preach. I was chosen to preach. And called. But that's not any more important part of the body than any other function of the body of Jesus. Do you hear me? For we are all focused on the body of Christ, who He is getting that word out. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. No, it's not accident. I don't care if I'm a gene that's shaky. I'm a part. You got what I mean? I remember when God called me to preach, and one of my prayers was at that time, Faye had worked at First Federal in the old building where City Hall is now. And I remember a little entrance out there. It wasn't big enough to whip a cat in. That small entrance. And it had a tile type of flooring. I thought, you know, if God just called me to stay right there and keep that floor shiny, what an honor that would be to tell everyone that walked in about Jesus. Well, you can't do that in the bank, but you can do it wherever you are when you have people that are ready to listen. You can't make people get saved. You can't make people do what you think they ought to do. Well, now, I want them to do what I tell them to do. And Randy Kidder, if you don't do it, I'll pull every hair in your head out. Well, he's going to walk around looking like a pastor because he ain't going to do it. He's that hard-headed. Runs in that family. He's just that way. You see what I mean? We are individuals chosen by God. And we were chosen by God to be with each other. God said, I picked you to be together. I want this personality combined together to represent my body. That's love, people. That's the body of Jesus. That's the church. That's the church. And God says, I'll build it my way. Perhaps in the great falling away that we know so much about in the end of the age, that's exactly what God's doing, allowing the falling away to build back His way. The church that stands will be the church that is sent. The church that is sent by God individually to walk into a place and say, I belong here. This is my family. Because there's nothing like the family of God, chosen by God. And it don't get better than that.